Crystal K. This is Terry. How can I help you?
Hey, Terry. Is Mike in?
I'm sorry, he's not. Is there something I can help you with?
Yeah. Is there normally a good time to catch him over there, though?
He's in and out.
In and out most of the time. Okay. Well, my name's Kyle. I'm calling over here with Cardiff. Does he have anybody else, maybe yourself, helping him out with financing over there?
No, they're not interested right now.
Oh, okay.
Hold on a second. You're not interested in financing, or you want to talk to somebody? Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Who is this, please?
My name's Kyle. I'm calling over here with Cardiff, the bank of Cardiff. I'm just calling because, who's this though, real quick?
I'm Connie, Mike's wife.
Okay. Hi, Connie. So a couple weeks back, we sent out an offer over your way based off some working capital you'd taken out a couple years back.
Is this the loan that we got to pay back every day?
No. We have multiple different options, monthly, weekly, and daily.
Okay. Is it a long-term, a real loan?
Yeah, we have short-term, long-term, anything you want. Depends on what you're looking for, really. I saw you guys have taken out some working capital around 2013. Do you have a pretty good experience with that?
Yeah, but I don't like it. We are looking for someone to refinance us, but it's probably too much money. So a second loan, but a long-term, a regular loan with low interest. Not a monthly, daily working capital thing.
Okay. What did you guys have financed already?
Our hope mortgage property is like $400,000.
Oh, it's a home mortgage?
It's a business.
Business mortgage? Okay. Yeah, well, in terms of, like, we don't have, you're looking for like a 20 or 30-year loan or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, unfortunately, we
do not.
That's
one option. The second option, then, without a total refinance, would be like $15,000 to $20,000 on a regular loan type thing.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we could definitely get you set up with something like that, and you'd be able to use that $15,000 to $20,000 to put towards the mortgage there.
No, we need to fix our forklift and fix our fences.
Oh, okay. Definitely. How old's the forklift, or how long have you guys had that?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm looking for the money, that's the reason.
Definitely. And how long, do you guys have like a deadline or anything when you need the forklift fixed by? Or is it kind of like as soon as possible?
A half a year ago.
Okay, so yeah, definitely as soon as possible, and it sounds like. And then you said, aside from the forklift, I didn't catch that.
Fix our fences and paint our buildings.
Fix fences and paint buildings. Okay. Well, yeah.
What is your interest rate?
We don't really have a set interest rate like much larger banks. We're a business bank here, so we're kind of, our process is we kind of get a little bit of information from you on your end, and we kind of get a better idea of the current health.
Do you start at 5 or do you start at 20?
Oh, no, definitely. We start on the lower end for sure. Usually it starts around, on our capital program, it's not an interest rate or like an APR really. It's a fixed payback. So usually it starts around 10 cents on the dollar. So that's best case scenario. You could go a little bit lower, a little bit higher. In terms of getting all the maintenance for like the fence and paint the buildings, when were you guys looking to have that done by?
What does that matter?
I was just trying to get a better idea of, you know, you guys' time frame on this here. And then in terms of, so our working capital, how that works over here is we based off of your sales. Instead of more based off credit, we look at how much money you guys are bringing in and out each month and per the entire year. So if you don't mind me asking, how much did you guys do in sales last year?
About $400,000.
About $400,000? Okay. And are you on track to do the same for this year?
Yeah.
Okay, nice. Yeah, so with that being said, we could probably get you anywhere from, like, to begin, I should say, with the working capital program, it's really similar to a line of credit. I'm sure you're familiar.
I don't want that. I want a regular loan.
Okay, yeah. So, we could definitely free up anywhere from, you know, $20,000 to $25,000 if you guys are looking for that. And do you know how much it'll cost to, like, the breakdown between fixing the forklift and
no,
the rest of the materials?
No, I have no idea. No. Not that far.
Okay, so still kind of...
my husband's head.
Okay, no worries. How long you guys been thinking about doing the updates around the shop to the building and stuff?
Really? About a year.
About a year? Okay, so been on the drawing board for a little while then. Okay, well, what I would say here is we could definitely get you that money there to get all that going for you. And to get you a better idea of, like, the rates and the terms, I know you're up in the air and kind of want a longer one with low rates. To get you actual hard numbers, because I don't want to give you any unrealistic expectations here, I can have those, but, like, within 24 hours of receiving just a little bit of information on your business, just so we can get a real-time look and see how healthy you guys are. How long have you guys been in business over there?
26 years.
26 years?
At this nice. Property, 16 years.
Oh, 16 years.
Are you going to ask me to send in taxes and all that?
Yes. That
okay, so I'm not that far with you because I'm going to do that with someone else. I am looking, and so could I have the name of your business, Kyle?
Yeah, what I was going to say, though, it's Bank of Cardiff, and that's C-A-R, D as in David, I-F-F, like Frank.
Okay.
I could send you an email with a little bit more information on our business and okay. Some of our reviews and stuff. You said you're in the process with someone else, as in
yeah.
The finance company right now?
Yeah.
Have you received an offer from them yet?
No.
No? Okay, well, we have a match or beat policy over here, so if you did want to, since you probably already have most of the paperwork handy, if you did want to get the process rolling with us, you can really get the best offer available to you that way, since you can kind of send over their offer or vice versa, send our offer to them. Because our process, I don't know, how long ago did you apply over there?
I haven't yet. I'm gonna call them today.
Okay.
I talked to them last night.
And if you don't mind me asking, who's that?
I don't know. Imperial Advance.
Imperial Advance, okay. Definitely. I would love to try to throw our hat in the ring here and try to earn your business. We are a relationship bank, so we really pride ourselves on that to begin with. I would like to be at the position with you to where you could, you know, just give me a call whenever you're looking to do something like this. Or even, we also do equipment, like new and used, so if you guys were looking at bringing on any new equipment or maybe a new forklift down the road a couple of years from now, you can just call me up and we can get you set up here. And like I said, our process over here for applying is just a simple one-page application, 6 months of your banks and the most recent tax return. Do you guys... do you do a lot of credit card sales over there?
Yeah.
Yeah? Is it more than...
I'm not changing.
No. I'm not asking as in changing credit card at all. I'm when we look at your sales, if a lot of them are in credit, like, do you think it's more than 10% of your incomes and your income?
I don't know.
Okay. No worries there. And just...
Where are you going with that? What do you want to do?
Well, if they are, then we would have to just see the merchant statements from them so we can kind of see how much money's coming into the credit cards, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, it wasn't anything like trying to get you guys' credit card business or anything. And then also, just to get a better idea of on the phone here of you guys, how would you rate your business credit?
Good.
Good? And then what about your personal?
It seems like I heard 620, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, right on. That's around the national average, so perfect. Alrighty. And I guess I would say, do you guys have, like, a shop you normally buy your guys' parts for the forklift, or are you going to go to the manufacturer for that, or?
I don't know. You have to talk to my husband.
Okay, and Mike does the most of that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, what's a good email for you?
I'll say it, then I'll spell it. Crystal K at Comcast.net. CrystalCay at Comcast.net.
At Comcast.net. Okay, great. I will wrap up the email here shortly once we get off the phone. And again, I'll just have the short list of things we'll need. And just to be safe, over here, I did want to let you know we only do a soft pull on your credit, so we're only pulling from one of the credit tiers, Experian. So I would recommend, just so, like in terms of keeping your credit where it's at and strong, not to send your information out to too many people or too many other businesses, because what happens sometimes is they happen to be brokers, so they send out your information to multiple different people, and you're getting your credit ran multiple different times, as opposed to us over here where, you know, we're the actual bank, so we run it once. We have our credit department go over everything, and it kind of stays all in-house.
Okay. Kyle, what is your personal number?
It is 858-252-1490.
Okay.
And that's come straight to me here.
I'd probably have Mike call you and this other guy and decide which one of you two we're going to do.
Okay,
where are
that's
you at?
Perfect. We're actually in San Diego, California.
So the guy's in New York, so both sides of the world here.
Both sides of the world. You guys are over there in Florida, right?
At least you didn't get bombed, right?
yes, exactly. No, I guess
Nick,
that is it.
Nick was 2 blocks away from that bombing yesterday.
Oh, my. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's,
he said,
that's
New York, is there, you buy the bomb? He said, yeah, it was a block away.
Oh, my. Yeah, that's,
I know.
That's wild. I can, it's such a sad situation as well. Okay, well, I'll shoot over that email to you.
Okay.
You're going to...
I'll probably have him call you.
Okay, yeah. Just whenever you get a second. And then if you could just respond to the email to you, that way I know it went through, because sometimes they bounce back over here.
Okay. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Yep.
Bye.
All right.
I said bye.